Now, a story of asteroids crashing into white dwarfs. What on earth is this about?
Well, you know, as you'll be aware, there's an ongoing quest to find planets a bit like the Earth around other stars. And we've sort of had some success of that with spacecraft like Kepler before it unfortunately finished its mission last week. But the other way of doing it is to do detective work, to look for evidence that there were once planets like this in orbit around other stars. And there's a researcher, Jay Farihi, who's at the University of Cambridge. He's done a lot of work in this area. He looks at what are called white dwarfs. And white dwarfs are the end state of stars like the Sun. The Sun will become one of these when it uses up all its fuel, when it's run out of hydrogen to turn into helium, or it's not available in the right place anyway, sheds its outer layers into space. And what's left is a very, very hot, dense core of material called a white dwarf. I mean, only about as big as the Earth, but extremely hot. And it just cools down over time. And he looked at these objects in the Hyades cluster, which is one of the nearest clusters of stars to the Earth, about 150 light years away, and it's genuinely where there are a lot of stars close together. And if you want to see this yourself in the autumn and winter, it's in the constellation of Taurus. It's a sort of V around the star Aldebaran. And if you look on any star map, it's very easy to find, even with just your eye. And the stars he was looking at were examples of things that were slightly more massive than the Sun when they were burning fuel, and now they form these white dwarfs. And they seem to have evidence for, in their chemistry and the surrounding material, of rocky stuff there. So in other words, the kind of things that go on to build asteroids, or if you wait around long enough, to build planets like the Earth. And he measured the ratio as well of the elements silicon and oxygen, and he thinks that that's very much like the Earth. So in other words, it suggests that what you're looking at is stars with a lot of rocky material around them. And he then goes on to say, actually, that perhaps even as many as a third of white dwarfs show evidence for this in the work that he's done. So it looks as though in stars like the Sun that rocky planets may be quite common. It's just that we haven't found most of them yet.
I guess it's perhaps rather surprising, given the history of these stars, that they're formed into white dwarfs, that this rocky material is still there.
That's a good question. You know, at some point this stuff, however, has ended up falling down towards the star. Now, if you have the lifetime in the universe to wait, so you get gravitational waves emanating, the orbits decay, that takes a very, very, very long time. So I don't think it's that process. But whatever the process is, some of this stuff ended up much nearer these stars, and in some cases arrived on their surface and polluted or contaminated their surfaces, and some of it ended up there, I guess, through collisions. But either way, it's apparently in orbit around this stuff. So, you know, it looks as though at the end of these stars' lives there was enough rocky material left behind that we can see evidence that there were perhaps once planets in orbit around those stars.
Robert Massey from the Royal Astronomical Society.